Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Join me now on Zoom. Actor, author, philanthropist, my man Terry Crews. Welcome to the show, Terry. How you been?
I'm good. How you been, man?
I've been good. It's always nice to see you. First off, how was your Halloween this year? Did you dress up? You still do that?
You know, I actually did several times.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it's Halloween is 2 months long, man. You know what I mean? It's kind of wild. Soon as August is over, September 1st, it's Halloween time.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
I feel you.
One of my hottest ideas, and I got to be Mr. T. I did it on the Hudson Show. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
That's great. That's perfect. That's perfect. Yes. I always quote Mr. T, specifically in Rocky III. Come here, woman. I'm going to beat you like I did last time.
Wait, get yourself a real man.
Get yourself a real man. Exactly. Exactly. Clever Lang. Hey, boy. Yeah. Hey, boy. He's the best. He's the best.
Oh, the best.
Congrats on the new children's book, Terry's Crew. It's a fun title. What inspired you to write this one?
You know, what's weird is all my books have been inspired by my quest to know, you know, to kind of like, just to find out what it was to be a man. And what was weird is that when I was a kid, nobody would tell me. It was so wild. I had my best friend and I had an agreement. We made a promise to each other that, hey, man, if you find out something before I do, you promise to tell me. And if I find out something before you, I promise to tell you. Because it was kind of wild, man, all that macho-ness around me, man. And everybody was like, yo, you're going to find out what's up, you know? Mm-hmm. And so when I started to write books, it was really to my 12-year-old self, all of it. You know what I mean? From the stuff as an adult all the way to this book right here, Terry's Crew. Because the thing was, I was an artist. Like, I mean, literal, and I still am. I'm an illustrator. You know, I had an art scholarship before I had a football scholarship.
Oh, wow.
But the problem was, every time I would go to practice as an athlete, they'd be like, man, you got to get that art stuff up. And then when I would go to art class, they would look at me like, man, you just a big dumb job. And I was just like, you know, I can do both of these things. I can be all of these things. It was my quest to become a multi-hyphenate. You know what I mean? Like, why not? Why can't I do both of this stuff? Why can't I design furniture? Why can't I act and host? What are the rules about this whole thing?
There are no rules. I know exactly what you mean. You're talking to someone who was in the drama club and also wrestled. So, yeah,
you
man.
See?
I feel you.
You know what I mean? And exactly. It's kind of wild because they try to make you make a choice.
Right.
And, you know, but I never did. I was like, I'm doing both of these things. In fact, when I met my wife, man, and I was 19 years old when we met, I got married before my 21st birthday, the day before my 21st birthday. And I told her, we were sitting outside a burger joint in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I said, look, I'm going to play in the NFL. Then we're going to move to LA and we're going to make movies. And I'll be damned. That's exactly what happened. You know what I mean?
Manifested that.
I did. And I told her, she could tell you right now, he always knew he would never give up. And this is the thing. I host AGT, which is the number one talent show in the world. But when I was a kid, I hosted my high school talent show, man. I always saw this happening. I saw it from the beginning. And it's kind of like I just never gave up on any dream. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, I might have to push it forward in the future, but never, ever give up on it.
That's a great message. And so many people need to hear that. Good for you, man. Who makes up your crew these days? Speaking of Terry, crew, you roll deep or keep it small?
You know what? You know what? Let me tell you something, man. I'll be honest, Mario. I had to get rid of a lot of crew.
Yeah, as you get older, man, sometimes the circle gets smaller. Yeah.
Oh, man. You start to realize, wait, man, not all this crew is good for me. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
I know.
As I started to reach my goals and start to hit these things, there were a lot of people I couldn't take with me. And that was really, really hardcore. I mean, there are a lot of people who are still wondering what happened, why I never called them back. You know what I mean? But it was something that I knew I had to do. But now my circle is made up of people who really, really want to do great things in the world. You know what I mean? And it's wild because there's not a lot of Hollywood cats. There's a lot of tech superstars. There are science superstars. There are artists. There are musicians, a lot of people who don't do what I do, simply so I can really regroup. Like when I get outside of Hollywood, it gives me the juice to come back in. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I hang with people who don't do what I do. You know what I mean? It's so amazing. A friend of mine is an oceanographer, and he's always talking about these whales and stuff. And I went to Colombia with them, and we went on a boat and went in the ocean, started seeing stuff. And I was like, and I brought that back to LA. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you see that stuff,
and
it really helps you become a full-fledged person. But what I found is in Hollywood, you kind of get stuck in these ruts.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a crew that's down and really for your, for your success, you're going to have to start cleaning it out.
You're exactly right. They're either with you or they're holding you back. I'm with you on that, man. You recently did an episode of Tales of the Walking Dead. Was it fun? Joining that universe right there? That must have been
wild. You got to understand, I am a super fan of that show. I remember when, Walking Dead beat Monday Night Football. That was iconic. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And it's such a, my favorite movie of all time, horror movie, is Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah,
had a black protagonist. And I was like, man, and I got a chance to be in the same world that I love, in homage to that movie, in homage to one of my favorite movies of all time. This zombie stuff will never go away. It only gets better, And I was just like, to be in that world with all my heroes and kind of like do a spinoff. It was one of the biggest honors of my life. And again, why do I have to stick to comedy? I decided to go into horror. You know what I mean? And I'll go into action and drama.
Right.
There's no rules to this thing.
Well, that brings me to my next question. This show called Jessica's Big Little World. What is that about?
Oh, it's actually a spinoff of the Cartoon Network show I did, Craig of the Creek.
Okay.
And I played the dad on Craig of the Creek. So Jessica is Craig's little sister, and he's got a little spinoff. You know what I mean? So she's got a spinoff, and I'm still the dad on the whole show. So that's how that works.
Got it. And you mentioned AGT a little while back. Any word on when season 18 will start up?
Oh, yeah. We're starting up in March, man. We're already renewed. But actually, right now, we're filming a thing called America's Got Talent All-Stars, which is a world version of America's Got Talent. Like, we're bringing people from South Africa, from Australia, Brazil, everywhere around the world, and we're filming it now, and it's set to air in the spring. So it'll be early January. So I would say middle of winter into spring, that's when that's going to be happening.
Oh, that's great, man. Well, you're killing it. And meanwhile, I know you're all about the family too. You got four daughters, a son, a grandchild. That's awesome, man. Do they all live here?
No, actually, I have a daughter who graduated NYU. She is a musical theater major. She lives in New York now.
Wow.
She ain't coming back. She's a New Yorker.
She's like, peace.
She's like, Dad, I do real acting.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yeah, I know. You know, all my craziness pays for that real
action. That's what I was just going to say.
Okay.
She can get that real bills, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, white chicks pay the bill. You see what I mean?
Exactly.
You can go do Cyrano de Bergerac somewhere else, but...
that's great,
that
man.
That longest yard that's going to pay that bill.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, my son is acting right now. He's on a Nickelodeon show, That Girl Layla. He's been acting for almost two years. He's been a professional actor. He's at work right now. I have a daughter who is studying screenwriting and media at Point Loma University in San Diego. Yeah. This is her first year over there.
It's great school.
And I have a 24-year-old who's in music school. So our family is very, very artistic.
That's awesome, man. Well, God bless you, brother. Always good to see you. And Terry's Crew drops Tuesdays, wherever you get your books. Be sure to check that out. Terry, thanks for hanging, man.
Love you, man. Thank you, Mario. You're the man, dude. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Brother. I'll see you in person soon.
You got it, brother. Take care. Thank you.
All right.
On with Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.